Assalamu alaikum. I'm Tina Bushiri. I go to the University of Houston. I am a U.S. citizen, and I was born in Tehran, Iran, and I'm here to talk about my reversion story to Islam. I want to make it very clear that when I started my search for Allah, I was very lost. I started my search as a teenager. I went into the Christianity, and I was very involved in the Christian church. I became a youth minister at a very small church in the Alif, Houston, and I also I took Bible classes at the University of Houston. I took theology classes at the University of Houston because of my desire to learn. I wanted to learn, and then throughout my studies. Studying the Bible and reading the Bible, I realized that there were many inconsistencies. As a result of that, I totally went away from all religion, and I decided that I was only going to believe in God. I wasn't going to believe in any religion. And my life went downhill after that. I was doing good in school. I was majoring in biology, and my life went downhill after I stopped being active in Christianity. But I knew that was not the truth. And one day in the library at U of H, I have many Muslim friends, alhamdulillah, at U of H, and there's so many Muslims there. And when I was there, I would ask them many questions. And when I went into asking questions about Islam, I was very skeptical. I didn't go like wanting to find out things. I wanted to judge Islam, but I would ask questions, and there was no question that wasn't answered with a logical answer, and there were no inconsistencies, and they would always refute me and make me feel like they made me think about Islam, and I was like, wow, everything that I judged was wrong. And I started to read the Quran, and I read many books, The Choice was one of them, and I also read saw videos on YouTube by Joshua Evans, and that also played a big part. He talks about how the Bible led him to Islam, and I started to get really into reading, and I read for a whole month. I stayed home for all winter break. I didn't go anywhere, and it just made sense to me, and I've been wearing hijab ever since December. I converted in December, and my life has changed dramatically. I finally know what I want to do in my life. My life isn't downhill anymore. I'm not sad anymore. I have a wonderful relationship with my parents and my family, and I have wonderful good friends, and my whole entire life has changed in a matter of a few months by dedicating myself to one God and praying and being obedient. And this Islam is very straight cut, like it's like a plan. It teaches me everything about my life. I'm not wondering how I need to pray or who I'm praying to or what do I need to do, you know, to follow the religion. And so I'm really glad that we are blessed with Islam, and Muslims, we are really lucky to know the truth, and we should spread the message. The way I think that the Muslim community can be more effective in reaching out to Christians and Jews and other religions, I think it's very important that we keep a smile on our faces. I think before I reverted into Islam and I was Christian, I was very afraid of the unknown, because I didn't know the truth, but it was the smiles and the consistency, no matter what I said against Islam or no matter what I said to Muslims, the people that were talking to me always responded to me calmly, peacefully, patient. They were very patient with me, and I think that's a very productive way to talk to people. But I do think in our ummah we are a little we need to work on reaching out to converts, because when I first started going, I was very motivated to find the truth, but I feel like some people need a helping hand, and so we should have more programs for reverts or people that are interested. We should acknowledge them in the masjid, like during the khutbah. Maybe we can like ask them, you know, if there's anybody that's new, please raise your hand. If you have any questions, please let us know. There should be somebody in the front smiling and shaking their hands and being a little bit more welcoming. I think that would be very effective. Just, we are very loving people, and we can work on showing that to everybody, and being less afraid of what people are gonna judge us. Instead, we should just show them love and affection, no matter what we think that they're gonna respond us with. We should still be that way. I think we have a lot in common with the other religion, other monotheistic religions. We do have many similarities, but the issue of atheism, where they don't believe in any God at all, any creation. The one thing that is also very attractive about Islam is that there's many scientific facts that are consistent in the Quran that can be proven, that there are many scientific facts that have been proven. I think this is very attractive to atheists, because they're very, some of them just want to see facts or just want to see things laid out in front of them. And the beauty of Islam, again, is there's not inconsistencies, and there's many scientific facts that can be proved in the Quran. I think that we should express this to them. Well, actually, I come from a family that does not accept Islam at all, and when I first reverted, I was very fearful about their reaction, but today my family is very loving. We still have some problems, but things have gotten much better. But that doesn't matter, because the most important thing for me is to praise Allah and to glorify Allah and to obey Allah, because of everything that I have survived because of Allah's help. God gave me a will. God gave me choice, and it's my choice to give that back as my way to submit to Allah. I give my will back and I follow the Quran, and that is the number one thing that has made me, that has just brought serenity and contentment in my life. And I know that everything is going to work out, inshallah. So.